This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch party campaign for the Bihar Assembly elections with an interactive session with party's booth-level workers today. He will interact with the party workers under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot campaign. Prime Minister Modi hailed the role of party workers in his election campaign and said that they are working dedicatedly with full energy to ensure the victory of the BJP NDA in Bihar. BJP has fielded 71 candidates in his first list released yesterday, with 50 sitting MLAs including Bihar Deputy Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary and several state cabinet ministers contesting once again. Our partner correspondent reports candidates from both alliances have started filing the nominations. We have more in this report.
In Patna, discussions regarding seat sharing within the Grand Alliance are expected to conclude today, and the list of candidates may be announced afterward. Congress Legislative Party leader Shakil Ahmed Khan said that agreement over seats are almost done in the Grand Alliance. Meanwhile, CPIML candidates have filed their nomination papers from Ara, Arwal, Paliganj and Jiradei constituencies. The CPI has also announced candidates for six seats. The Bahujan Samaj Party, BSP, has released its list of 40 candidates. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
After the Bharatiya Janata Party, the Janata Dal United has also released its first list of 57 candidates. The party has again given tickets to several sitting MLAs and state ministers. Ministers currently serving the state cabinet have been given another opportunity to contest. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's close aide and Rural Development Minister Shravan Kumar will contest from Nalanda. Senior Party Leader and Water Resources Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary will contest from Sarai Ranjan constituency. Social Welfare Minister Madan Sahani and Education Minister Sunil Kumar have also been re-nominated. Meanwhile, the name of Umesh Kushwaha, the state JDU president who filed his nomination papers yesterday from the Mahanar constituency, is also included in the list. Another minister, Maheshwar Hazari, will contest from Kalyanpur and Samastipur district. Former MP Ashwamedh Devi has been given ticket from the Samastipur Assembly constituency. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved a 100% increase in financial assistance for ex-servicemen and the dependents under schemes implemented by the Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare. The penury grant has been doubled from 4,000 rupees to 8,000 rupees per month per beneficiary. This will provide sustained lifetime support to aged and non-pensioners, ex-servicemen and the widows above 65 years of age with no regular income. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, will be on a three-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be a first visit to India after assuming office. During the visit, Sri Lankan Prime Minister will meet Indian political leaders to discuss bilateral issues of mutual interest. External Affairs Ministry said that Dr. Amarasuriya will deliver the keynote address at the NDTV World Summit and Chintan Research Foundation in Delhi. Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, who is also the Education Minister, will visit the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Delhi, as well as Niti Aayog to explore avenues of collaboration in the domains of education and technology. Union Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav today inaugurated the 16th International Railway Equipment Exhibition 2025, Asia's largest and the world's second largest railway exhibition at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Over 450 exhibitors across more than 15 countries are showcasing state-of-the-art railway and metro products, innovations and sustainable solutions. The Supreme Court today permitted the sale and busting of green firecrackers in the Delhi NCR region between October 18th and 21st, limiting the timings to 6 to 7 a.m. and 8 to 10 p.m. The Apex Court described it as a balanced approach between celebrating festivities and protecting the environment. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.6% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 515 points to 82,545, while the Nifty added 169 points to 25,315 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.